It's time for Live and Local here at KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, and live from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining me today. The Roaring Twenties, back and better than ever. First Tuesdays at Jocelyn Castle in conjunction with the Omaha Conservatory of Music is a real treat. And here to talk about it, Janice Pickering, Manager of Programs and Events at Jocelyn Castle, and Candace Jorgensen, who's the Director of Community Engagement at the Omaha Conservatory of Music, both join me. Thank you so much for joining me today, ladies.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Janice, I'd like to start with you. Can you just talk about the collaboration here for these first Tuesdays?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we are so excited to have this new partnership and this new program coming to the castle. So we have collaborated with Omaha Conservatory of Music for a little over a year to bring this program to reality, and we're starting to kick it off next Tuesday. Celebrating the music of the Roaring Twenties in the historic Jocelyn Castle Music Room, which is where George and Sarah loved to entertain themselves.
Sure, I can't think of a better decade to start in than the Roaring Twenties, not only because we are here now with the Twenties 100 years later, but of course that was a real heyday for Jocelyn Castle and its lived-in use. Candace, can you talk to us about the, particularly for this first program, but I want to kind of go over the season if we can, Make 'em Laugh.
Make 'em Laugh is a program we're very excited about. So this isn't just limited to the 20s, but it's a duo of Ann Madison and then my husband, Cody Jorgensen, on baritone voice, to be able to perform pieces that are comedic or maybe weren't intended to be comedic but have been turned comedic, for them to really experiment with some interesting duos that they haven't been able to do before. So they're very excited to prepare that, and they've been testing that around town and getting some really good feedback.
You mentioned this before we came on air today. Tell everybody where they've been testing it, because I like this a lot.
We love to test these kind of programs at retirement centers, so that way that we are doing outreach as well as just testing the material and seeing how it goes and giving our nerves a test when we go out and perform.
Oh, that's just wonderful. What a cool thing to do. The program goes from now, February 4th is the very first one, the Make 'em Laugh one, and it goes through May 5th. How were the programs chosen, Candace?
We wanted to explore music that might have existed in the castle when the Jocelyns were in residence. And so that would include everything into the 20s, but also a little bit before, because that would have taken a while for music to get over to that place. But we also wanted to explore this feeling of a salon-style concert. So it's not going to a giant concert hall and just being, you know, in your seats with your hands folded and just appreciating the music. But this is really intimate. You're going to be a few feet from the performers, and there's going to be an intermission with some wine and just a really relaxed but enjoyable musical evening. So we wanted to spread out what kind of music room offering. So this is a duo, the first one, but we're going to have a piano trio, which is going to be in March. The one in April is a string quartet. And then the one in May is a favorite of mine, because we're going to do a postmodern playlist. So taking music of today and putting it in the 1910s and 20s feeling and seeing how that goes.
Wow, that's wonderful. As a you mentioned the off air that you're a cellist.
Yeah.
And as a cellist, when you come into a space like this, what do you do differently as you get the acoustics and the people are so close? Because a cello has the ability to fill a concert hall, yet you're not in a concert hall. So how do you bow it differently? How do you handle that?
Well, I usually just kind of pull back a little bit in terms of how loud I can actually produce when you have somebody that might be 4 or 5 feet from you, which I performed in the castle before for other events, and so it's been nice to be able to have that intimate relationship and to be so close to the audience member and really feel them enjoying the music, and that's a special thing you don't always get.
Janice, you and I just talked a couple of weeks ago about the speakeasy program that's going on, and here's yet another opportunity for people to enjoy the castle almost as it was lived in, as though they're an invited guest type of thing, isn't it, with something that's intimate?
Absolutely, yeah, and one of the things we wanted to do by bringing it into the music room, a lot of folks don't know that the music room was not original to the castle. It was added on in 1906. The castle itself was built in 1903, but George and Sarah wanted a bigger or an addition a space to entertain in. There's a ballroom on the third floor, but they needed a space where they could house musicians, and so they were known to bring in organists and other musicians and keep them in residence for weeks at a time and just entertain people in their home. So this is a really special opportunity for us to do, as you said, to almost, it's almost like we're getting together with George and Sarah in their music room. So.
Oh, absolutely, and it really, really kind of brings everything alive, including the music, Candace.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Just wonderful. If you're looking for information on how you can enjoy the program, it's called First Tuesdays at Jocelyn Castle with Omaha Conservatory of Music. Information can be found at jocelyncastle.com. And that's also where people can get tickets if they so chose, correct?
Correct, yes.
Very good. That's Janice Pickering. She's the manager of programs and events at Jocelyn Castle and, of course, a friend of the station here as well. And Candace Jorgensen, director of community engagement from the Omaha Conservatory of Music, and I'm guessing becoming a fast friend of the station as well.
Absolutely.
Great to have you both here. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
do appreciate your time here today. We return to regular NPR program here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio.